Now it is time for the Positive Chats podcast. We have a special guest in the studio this morning. From the Ministry Water for Ishmael, we have Janelle Metzger. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Positive Chats podcast. Looking forward to talking to you about Water for Ishmael. Let's get right to it. For those that aren't familiar with the ministry, what is Water for Ishmael?
Well, we're having a lot of fun these days, but mostly what we do is we serve the international and immigrant community. It's really just our act of worship to Jesus.
Right. And how did you come about establishing this ministry?
He put it on the hearts of a lot of different people that started praying. At the same time, our family was moving back to the U.S. from the Middle East, and God just kind of put it all together.
What are the things you have to consider, and what are some of the, I guess you could say, strategies that you need to take when ministering to those in the Middle East?
We just hired a new person this week, and it was funny because she said she told God she'd never go over, and then she realized she walked in our front door and she was overseas. It's really important to think about cultures, to think about language and limited language and how we can simplify our English so people can understand us. Just imagine if you moved and didn't speak the language, what would be the challenges that you would face?
Well, the language and the writing, because both Hebrew, Arabic, the Middle East languages, the writing is way different than us.
Right. So we do serve people from the Middle East. We still serve people from other parts of the world. So some of them might know the English writing system when they come to the U.S. and some might not. Some, you know, we see with refugees, sometimes they haven't had a lot of schooling, especially Afghan women, a lot of them have never had an opportunity to go to school, so they're learning to read and write for the first time.
Your ministry has definitely grown, yes. And how did you start out? What were some of the things you did early on?
One of the first things we did was we realized that there were women in the city who didn't feel comfortable going to a class that had men in it. So we decided to set up a women-only English class, and we also realized another barrier for them was that they had children at home, and if no one was willing to watch the children, they would not be able to come to class. So we set up a women-only class with childcare. That's kind of our signature program. It was 19 and years and 1 month ago, so we're coming up on our 20th birthday, that we set up that class and just really saw a tremendous response from the community for that kind of service.
Tell us about the Toledo area. We do have a diverse ethnic groups and minorities and from all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, we have Spanish speakers, French speakers, Arabic speakers, Farsi, Pashto, Dari, Hindi, Urdu, people from everywhere. And God has brought them to our city.
Why is that? Why is Toledo such a melting pot?
You know, it's funny because many of us who grew up in Toledo kind of have a low self-esteem about our city. But if you talk to an international person who moved here from another country, they love our city. They love it so much. They love our art museum. They love just the culture and the people. They feel like it's a very welcoming city for them.
The University of Toledo, one of the biggest things that draw people in from other countries?
I think the fact that we do immigration and integration well is it's attractive. And, you know, what we find in immigrant communities is word of mouth is the most powerful kind of advertising. And so one person comes and they like it, they tell their friends.
That's the best advertising, word of mouth. So you started as teaching English to women. And you've grown. So what, again, are some of all the things that you do at Water for Ishmael?
There's a lot. We have a full state licensed 3-star preschool daycare for children. And most of the kids in our program are English language learners. We still have our women-only program, but it's grown to 6 levels of instruction with over a dozen elective classes. We also have an evening program that's really focused on job readiness. We have we just added GED classes on site, partnering with Pena County. We do a conversation partner program with the University of Toledo. And our big thrust this year, honestly, is hospitality. We've been doing hospitality for a while, mostly with UT International students, but we're greatly expanding that program because we really believe that our community and especially the church should be the ones that are first in line to welcome the stranger.
Yes. How does Christ play into this? How do you present Christ to those that come to your ministry?
We are so motivated by God's love for people. And so the first and most important thing is that we love people and we believe that God brought them here. I love the passage in Acts 17 that talks about God determining the exact times and places that people would live. And he did it so that they would seek him and find him because he is not far. And so we absolutely believe that if someone is in our city from another country, it's because God brought them here. And so we just want to work along with God in welcoming those people and allow them to see the reality of Jesus in our lives.
Can you share a story or two of someone that, or even a family that has been impacted by Water for Ishmael?
Gosh, I'm just thinking about a family where the mom and the kids came to us. The mom was a student in our English program, and her kids were in our preschool. And after a little bit of time, she wanted to do something different. She wanted to learn. She wanted to get her first job in America. And we actually have a workforce development program that she went through where she got training to be an assistant in a preschool. And she did such a great job, we hired her.
Wow.
And she's now serving in our program as an assistant teacher in one of our classrooms. Something interesting happened to them this year. They got an eviction letter from their landlord in the middle of the school year. And if anybody knows about the housing market in Toledo right now, it's super tight. And so she said, where am I going to move with my family? Will my kids have to change schools? I don't know what to do. Do you know of a house? And I said, I don't know of houses, but I do know that God sees you. Can I pray with you that God would provide a house for you? And so she allowed me to pray with her. We prayed together. And would you believe, within 3 hours, God provided a house in the same school district that was perfect for their family. Just last Saturday, she held a party at our building just to celebrate the goodness of God in providing for her family.
Wow. Praise God. Prayer works. And so how did she respond to that?
Well, obviously overjoyed. She came in the next day and we were jumping up and down and hugging each other. And she just said, this place, you know, like, I don't know how to explain to you the joy that is in our building as we serve God and love God and watch him bless people. He's there.
We're talking with Janelle Metzger from Water for Ishmael. And Janelle, I know you reach a wide variety of different backgrounds and ethnic groups and nationalities, but a big part of what you do is the Muslim culture. What are some of the challenges that a Christian would face in witnessing to a Muslim?
One of the things, you know, we get stuck on sometimes as Christians is that we've been so blessed by our relationship with Christ and it's changed our lives and we want it so badly for everyone else that sometimes we forget the human being on the other side of that and we make that human being into a project rather than seeing them as a person created by God who needs to make their own choice. And so I think it's really important that we take the time to get to know people, especially if they believe differently from us, that we really give them honor by learning about them, learning where they're coming from, learning their story, even letting them share what they believe and their religious stories in an open way to say, let's seek truth together, because we believe that God will reveal himself as we act genuinely.
I've just heard so many stories of how God is revealing himself to the people of Islam without our help. Certainly lots of visions and encounters with the living true God.
It's my relationship with Jesus is the most precious thing that I have. And I want so badly for everyone to have that joy and to have that peace. But I have to remind myself that it's their choice. And one of the things with choice is that they may choose to not receive Jesus. And that breaks my heart because I know what they're missing out on. And I will continue to pray and offer Jesus. But at the same time, I will also respect they could choose.
Yeah. Even as a parent, it's a hard thing with your children if they don't choose Christ. And
yes.
It's the same way. In the news not too long ago, of course, the incident in Afghanistan and a lot of people fleeing the country. Has that had an effect on your ministry?
Jeff, I just can't tell you what a privilege it is to be able to read something in the news about, you know, if you Google what's the most dangerous country on earth, it's Afghanistan. And God has allowed some of those evacuees to be resettled in our city. And to think that God would allow us the privilege and the stewardship of caring for them in any kind of way is an amazing thing. And the government has actually opened up a way for volunteers to help with resettlement. And so if anybody's interested in doing that, I wish you would contact us at Water for Ishmael. But this hasn't been, as far as I know, since the 70s. I don't think the government has allowed volunteers to do refugee resettlement. But because of the great need right now, you can actually sign up as a volunteer to help resettle an Afghan family.
So how does that process work? What do the Afghanis that come to the U.S., what are the things that they go through?
Yeah, so there's a whole process with the U.S. government, and it's all organized. So there are websites and trainings that you can go through, and there's background checks that have to be done with the volunteers and certain things like that. But they're going to need a lot of help in those first 90 days, especially. They're going to need help signing up, filling out paperwork or government services. They're going to need to go through a certain number of health checks. They need to get Social Security cards. If they have children, which most of them do have a lot of children, those children will need to be enrolled in school. The adults will need to be enrolled in English language classes. There's a lot of things. They'll need help getting to the grocery store, finding houses, finding jobs. And we have a lot of resources that we can share with volunteers if they want to do this.
So do you have a means of letting the government know, hey, bring them over here to Toledo and Water for Ishmael will take good care of them?
So Water for Ishmael is not doing any of the resettling, but we are supporting volunteers who want to do this.
Okay.
And that can be done directly with the U.S. government. There's a website that they can sign up. And I don't have the website address in my head, but I can get it to you. I can get that information to anyone that's interested.
Do you know what they could search to possibly get to find that pretty quick?
You know, it probably would be better if they just emailed us and I will connect them.
All right. What is the email address?
My email is Janelle, J-A-N-E-L-L-E, at waterforishmael.org. That's F-O-R, not F-O-U-R.
Ah, yes. tell us the background on the name of the ministry. How did you come up with that name?
Well, I mean, there's this wonderful story in the Old Testament about Abraham and Hagar and Ishmael. And Hagar was a servant in Abraham's home. She was probably a victim of human trafficking. She didn't have a lot of choices in this whole story. She was kind of forced into being a surrogate mother for Abraham and Sarah. She gave birth to Ishmael, but after the promised son Isaac was born, Sarah did not want her in the home anymore. And Abraham cried out to God, and he said, what about my son? And God said, I'm going to watch over him. It's okay. Let him go. So Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away into the desert. And at some point, they ran out of food. They ran out of water. And the Bible tells us that Hagar did not want to watch her son die. So she put him under a bush and walked away. But the scripture says that God heard the boy crying, and he provided a well so that he would live. And so that water for Ishmael is symbolic of the physical things, the needs that an immigrant might have on their journey. And we just want to be the hands and feet of Jesus to provide those things.
Right. Well, what lies ahead for Water for Ishmael?
We're just so excited about all of the opportunities that God has given us to serve Afghan evacuees, as well as other international students and immigrants and visitors to the Toledo area that have come from another country. And if that's something that sounds like your jam, we'd love to talk to you about it. We can always use volunteers. We have some kids that need help with tutoring with their schoolwork because their parents don't have enough English yet to help them. So that's a need right now. If you like helping kids with homework, reach out to us. We'd love to hook you up.
So if there's someone's out there thinking, yeah, I want to help, but I don't know, I can't even teach myself English, let alone what are some of the roadblocks that you see people that want to help you out that they face, but they need to overcome, that you can assure them, hey, we can still use you?
It's a scary thing to try and be friends with someone that doesn't speak your language. But you know what? Love always wins. And we find ways to communicate and to care and to help. And we're here to help you walk through those scary moments and kind of show you the ropes of how that works.
All right. Well, what do people need to do to hop on board and join the team at Water for Ishmael?
Yeah, you can check out our website at waterforishmael.org or find us on Facebook. We're on most social media networks. So, yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
All right. And how are you able to do what you do?
We're able to do what we do by the blessing and grace of God. He's providing for our needs through the community, mostly through churches and individuals in the Toledo area that are supporting us.
And you do go out to churches and speak, don't you?
We do. We're going to be at First Alliance this Sunday. Okay. Pastor Chris Madden is going to be giving the message, and he's a staff member with us.
So if there's a pastor out there or involved in church says, hey, I'd like to present this opportunity to help Water for Ishmael to my church, they can invite you guys to come speak?
Absolutely. We'd be delighted.
And contact you for that as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. And all that information is available at your website?
It is.
And again, the website is?
waterforishmael.org.
All right. Janelle Metzger, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning to chat about Water for Ishmael, and appreciate all that you do, and God's blessings on your future, and continue to open doors and provide.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff.
Thanks for your time.